It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now, here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. My co-host, Mark Tobin, in the studio destroying our equipment. What'd you do, break your headset?
Well, I guess so. That's...
What's the matter with you? You can't be throwing those down like
they're
that.
They're old. I've had these forever. But now I've got one side that's just kind of hanging a little loose.
That's the worst thing happened to you all day. You got it made. What the hey?
In the world, that just feels weird.
Hey, I got a, since how we've only got three listeners, I got a something I need to tell you. Willowbrook.
What is Willowbrook?
What? You don't know what Willowbrook is? If you're the best fisherman in the United States, you went from 47 to number one.
Well, that's not right.
And it isn't right?
No.
Well, anyway, Willowbrook. It is a little city reservoir by Maysville, Missouri. You want to catch some big hybrids?
Really?
That's where you go.
Tell me more. Is this a very big lake?
No, it isn't. And they've just stocked it for, it's been stocked for several years now. And this thing is really producing, and there are some huge, huge fish in there.
Wow. So, some big hybrids, huh?
Yeah, some big hybrids. So nobody knows about it, just for me, you, and our three listeners. You know, so we're doing just fine. If you want to catch some big hybrids today, you probably, oh, you got to mow all day, don't you?
I don't want to talk about it.
You got to work?
I don't want to talk about it.
Huh.
Nothing fun.
Then I was going to bring in, I promised Rudy last week that I'd bring in his new girlfriend. Well, he's out already. She's found a new man up at New Point, Missouri, and so he's out of the loop.
Ah, there's another one up there I think that you've been visiting with that might have some possibilities for old Rudy.
Yeah. Yeah, we got two. So anyway, Rudy, you're out. Oh, well. I think this
not the first time I've lost a a duel like that.
This woman's glowing, and I think it's a marriage thing. I think she's really focused on this kid at a New Point. So I don't know. We'll see what happens on the deal. So what the hey? I tried,
Rudy. You got to do more than just work.
That's right. You can't just This would have been.
I would love to do a little bit more. That's why I've been pulling those like 16-hour Saturdays so I can actually have like a Sunday off. It's amazing.
Ooh, one whole day. Wow.
That's good for you. Well, we got quite a motley crew here in the studio. We got Bill Hutting and Casey, and a guy hid behind the post over here. You know, Casey and Clayton, and we're going to talk about shotguns.
Cool.
That ought to make a good radio show somewhere down the road. What's the deal on Truman? Have you heard any crappie stories? Any horror
stories?
Yeah,
it's still very good. Now, some crappie have spawned, some are done, and others are still up on the bank doing their thing. The upper end of the lake is definitely ahead of the lower end, you know, get closer to the dam, and there's still some crappie to be had up on the banks. But we're going to have Richard Bowling on, the hardest working guide on Truman Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have him on just after 6:30 and get the inside scoop of what's going on out there.
Okay. Well, cool.
But it's good. It's still really good. Last weekend was phenomenal. A lot of crappie got caught last weekend, and so it's that's progressing nicely, and it's about time. It's not going to be long, and the walleye are going to be moving down on the flats. That's my favorite time of the year to catch walleye, is it's usually around Memorial Weekend, somewhere around a week before or after or during that the walleye, they have recovered from the spawn, and they put the feed bag on, and, man, it gets really good. You know, the spring is just so, with a lot of different types of fish, is kind of a crapshoot.
Sure.
You have weather and fronts that come in and out, and water levels fluctuate, and it can play havoc with the fish. But, you know, when summertime comes, things are a lot more stable, and, it should be really good.
Well, just a strange year. You know, it was so darn cold.
I just got a message. Somebody is wondering why he can't hear our show. Rudy?
Rudy, someone can't hear our show?
We're on air.
We're on air.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's their apparatus, you think? I don't know. That sounds good. Huh. Well, isn't that a strange way to start today?
Well, if anybody's out there, why don't you give us a call?
Yeah.
913-3810-810 is our phone
number.
I wonder
why my phone was blowing up there for a while. I don't know. We'll find out.
It's probably Greg.
We only got those three listeners anyway. Well, it don't make no difference. Nobody listens to us, is it? This time in the morning, I wouldn't think anyway. But what the heck?
My wife just called. She hears us.
She hears us.
We are on the air. So.
Rudy, everything's fine. Don't panic like that. I mean,
it's been a rough week. Like,
has it?
Everything's been breaking since like last Saturday. So it's been fun.
I've got some good news for you, though, Rudy. He's going to Kentucky football's for real next year. That's what he's good news. He's not even talking. He's not even listening anymore. Now he's gone the other way on the deal. So phone calls. Maybe we're having. Are we having some technical difficulties?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
This is Greg Thompson. He monitors our website. That's a scary thing.
Oh, yeah.
He can't hear us on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
Who's Mike? You know Mike? Mike, how you doing, buddy?
It's Frank.
Frank, how are you?
Frank, Rudy,
that's
what
close.
The heck?
That's close.
Yeah, well, I was... probably got a frog in my throat. I wanted to call you guys a couple years ago, and I couldn't get a hold of you. My dad just turned 98 back the 19th of April.
Awesome. Uh-huh. That's great.
2 years ago, let's see, he would have been 96. About 50 miles from this city here, he netted a 10-pound bass.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
For his buddy. The year before that, Dad caught a about a 9.25.
Good gosh.
I've got pictures to prove it, so it's no bull.
Not just a fish dog.
I enjoy your show.
Wow.
You guys keep up the good work.
Well.
And you're coming in loud and clear where I live.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Well, thank you. That's
thank
so
you.
Nice of you.
Yeah.
Wow, what a bass. I've never caught one that big.
Yeah, that's a monster, isn't it?
It is a monster.
Wow, wow, wow.
And he's got pictures to prove it.
About 50 miles. She secretly said that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He didn't say north, south, east, or west, just 50 miles from the city.
What's the deal with Stockton? Have you heard anything at all about Stockton?
Not
this
much.
Year?
Crappie fishing was pretty good early the last few weeks, but other than that, I haven't heard. They did catch some walleye, but it was kind of like everywhere else, kind of erratic.
Was it?
But, yeah. But that'll be getting good. You know, there are a lot of walleye in that lake.
That is our lake.
Yeah.
That is our walleye lake.
I'd say here in the next few weeks, couple of weeks, it'd be definitely worth traveling down there.
Is it a fishery of quality?
You catch a lot of little ones.
Yeah.
But you can definitely catch a limit of keepers down there if you know what you're doing.
Hmm. What is 18-inch length limit? Is that what's on the lake?
Right.
What about our favorite fishing hole that no one ever goes to is Milford?
Yeah, again, white bass are just struggling to recover on that lake, but there is still a lot of hybrids in there, so it's still going to be worth the trip out there. Crappie has, for some reason, been pretty good over there, and the smallmouth bass fishing there has been phenomenal. But if you want to catch blue catfish, that's probably one of the best places in the Midwest to go and catch blue catch. It is just absolutely full of blue cats.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's a great lake.
Wow.
So much water, so little time.
Yeah. You know, it is used to be, I suppose still there too, is probably one of the best hybrid lakes there was here in the Midwest,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
for numbers, not so much quality, but there's some big ones in there as well.
There's some big ones in there, you know.
I mean, I caught them over 10 pounds in that lake.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I told you this story, I think. I was out there fishing for hybrids one day, and I saw what I thought was a turtle going through the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched for a long time. I knew they weren't running any water. And there was movement on this thing. So after a while, I just decided I had to go see what it was because it wasn't going underwater. Got up to it. It was a fishing rod, and it had a floating handle. So the rod was pointing down in the water, and the handle was sticking above the water.
Wow.
And it was a fish that was pulling it through the water. So I picked it up, reeled it in. It was a little over an 8-pound hybrid. The fishing rod was so new it still had the tags on it.
Way to catch them.
Got me a big hybrid and a fishing rod.
Fishing rod. Was it a quality rod or was it a...
It was 1995.
That's why it was in the water.
Right.
You told me that before. It still makes me laugh. Unbelievable. But hey, yeah. Well, we got some tournaments coming up, and I was looking here in my pile of something, and I've lost or done something with my it's the Reed Chevrolet tournament where you can win $5,000 and a Silverado pickup. So that's coming up. You'll be hearing some more about that. We need to get that guy to host that tournament on the air with
one of these days.
So that'll be pretty cool. And then the All-American Catfish Circuit is still doing real, real well. June the 9th and 10th going out here at Call Point here in Kansas City, Kansas. So that ought to be a pretty cool one. And then we got another tournament they have on July the 28th through the 29th at Lexington. And then August the 18th, they got one over at Clinton.
Oh, wow.
So in September the 29th and 30th, they got the big one out of St. Joe, Missouri. October 13th, again at Call Point. And October 27th, again at Call Point. So they've got a bunch of tournament series.
What's the name of that one?
It's called the All-American Catfish Tournament. And you can just allamericancatfish.com. Or you can call Tim Berger. I need to get him on, too, at 913-486-4462 if you want to fish that tournament series, or just log on to his website, probably the best way. But 913-486-4462. These are getting serious.
Yeah, and good money, and yeah, a lot of people are fishing them.
Yeah. You know, when we were at the Reed tournament last year up there at St. Joe, all these big Sea Arc boats, I mean serious cat fishermen, $58,000 boats, you know, $55,000 boats. It was impressive.
Catfishing has come a long way.
It sure has. There was 85, I think. I'm just going off gray matter. I went through the 60s, so I don't remember a lot of stuff. But gray matter doesn't line up like it used to. But I think it's, 85 boats was there. This year probably will be 100, something
wow,
like that on the deal. So.
Yeah, and you need to go watch one of these weigh-ins because you just won't believe the size of the fish that come in. It is just incredible.
Yeah.
Fun. Bring some kids up there and let them see these fish. Man, it's cool.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, if you get 200, I think it's 225 pounds, you can win the Silverado pickup.
Wow,
it's not one of those fly-by-night Silverado pickups. It's a limited edition.
Oh, wow.
It's
cool.
A really, really cool one. And, you think about 225 pounds of blue cat. That is very possible.
Absolutely, on that river, for sure.
Oh, yeah, because there's be some people coming there with some 40s and 50s and maybe an 80. You never know out there on that river anymore. But here's the thing that people aren't thinking about, and just found out yesterday. They're talking about another major flood coming here.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
From what? Because we haven't been getting any rain.
Gavin's Point, I believe the release on it was 58,600 cubic feet a second. They just upped it. So there's record levels of water in Fort Peck, Oahe, all the way up through there. So here we come again. This could be a bad, double bad, triple bad deal. This is not looking good at all.
Hmm.
So, I thought, well, here I've had the tornado, so now I need another flood. So that's what I need, in the deal. But it's just, I don't know. If things line up right, we can start getting some major rains through the Midwest here, and they're releasing all that water.
That could be bad, but I don't see things are going to have to change badly.
Yeah,
for us to have. I mean, it's just been incredibly dry. I mean, I'm seeing lawns already that are starting to go dormant.
Yeah,
It's May.
May, yeah,
could be a long summer.
How's our Facebook doing?
It's good, and I am remiss. The last couple of weeks have forgotten to mention it. My son and Greg Thompson maintain the site for us, but it's Midwest Outdoors Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you would get on there and follow us or give us a like, we would really appreciate it. But you got to get on there and look. We got a fishing fails compilation on there right now. It is so funny. It's just hysterical.
It's unbelievable.
So, yeah, get on our Facebook page and watch that video. You'll get a good chuckle. If you need a chuckle, go watch that fishing fails compilation.
Unbelievable. We got to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to have some humans on. We're going to talk about guns. I love talking about guns. I like buying guns better than I like talking about guns, and these guys need to retail some guns. They're based out of Kansas City here. You're going to hear a lot about these guys. They got really going on. They actually got a human, a friend of ours, who's helping them down in Texas now. So they just got back from Texas down there. We are sponsored by King City Lumber Company, my good friend Monty Tunks and Marty, the finest humans in America. They built me the nicest loafing shed, but a tornado picked it up, took it about a half a mile away and deposited it out in the field. Not a half, about a quarter of a mile. One of the boards broke off. That thing is 4 foot in the ground. I could get a log chain and a ranger to hook onto it.
And I didn't even get to come up and loaf in it.
I know it. It's gone. But some of the pieces, most of the pieces, about the size of a softball. That's how hard it hit on the ground.
That's so sad.
While I'm picking up all these boards, I thought, well, it ain't for lack of nails and screws. It was built and built right, but something about 100-mile-an-hour wind when they get aloft, you know, and they hit on the ground. But you might as well laugh about it. I started to cry, and I thought, well, that ain't going to be no good. Standing there in the mud crying ain't going to work at all. But if you want true workmanship and you want the finest, it's kingcitylumber.com. Go to their website. You're going to be on there for a while. And I don't care if you need a machine shed, which my neighbor lost his whole machine shed, which I thought I had it bad. Yeah. I mean, he really lost a lot of stuff. Get 6 center pivots upside down.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, I picked them up and tossed them around, you know, on the deal. Didn't get hardly any notoriety on the deal, but it's quite a storm. But anyway, if you're in the mode, you need a hunting cabin in the woods, or you need a garage built behind your house, and places we always talk about for your horsey. Your neighbors need a shed for their horsey.
They do, yeah. They got 2 horsies.
Well, there's only one humans left, and that's King City Lumber. KingCityLumber.com, King City, Missouri. Got to take a little bit of a break. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. And boy, I tell you what, I'm kind of pumped up, motivated. We got some humans in the studio with Flyway Technologies. You know where they're based out of? Here in Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that, Mark?
I did not know that.
Mark doesn't know a lot of things. He don't suspect anything. So.
No, I suspect everything.
Are you going fishing today?
We already talked about this, Fred. Will you quit bringing that up?
Are you going fishing today?
I don't like you sometimes.
Are you going fishing today? Well, you got 60 lots to mow?
Yes.
Huh. So you're not going fishing today?
I'm not going to fish. No.
Why don't you go with me?
You know what hurt even worse? One of the kids that work for me, I've got a little place down at Lake of the Ozarks, as you know. And I had to work last weekend, not only Saturday, but Sunday. And he went down to my lake house down at Lake of the Ozarks, mm-hmm. caught 125 crappie off my dock.
What?
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt. That pains me even to.
Again,
yes.
Inequality.
A lot of it varied inside. They had some really good ones, and then they had some little ones too. But they were using minnows. He went through 13 dozen minnows.
13 dozen. That'll work. Well, guys, tell me. You guys just came back from Texas, didn't you? You been down in Texas?
Yeah, we were down in Texas. We were actually a friend of yours.
Oh, he's not a friend.
a long
get
time.
Right up to the mic here, if you would.
Yeah, okay. A long time associate then. Well, his name is Jim Miller, and he's actually taken on with us here, and he's a sales rep for the state of Texas.
What a character.
He's a Jesus. Dan, you guys go turkey hunting with him?
Yeah, we did.
Cool.
We went outside Abilene there and didn't get anything, but the ranch was beautiful.
Was
so.
Any rattlesnakes?
No rattlesnakes. We avoided the rattlesnakes, and hey, even when you miss and don't get any turkeys, you still get to spend the day outdoors. So.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing what wrong with
heck?
That.
How in the world are you guys getting this gun business? What's the deal here?
Well, we are a relatively new company, here. Like you said, we're based out of Kansas City. With my brother here, Casey, we own Flyway Technologies, and we really got into the firearm business through our uncle. His name is Ted Hatfield.
We had him on the air here one day. That was a mistake.
Talk about another another character. Ted is the definition of a character.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ted's been a lifer in the firearms industry, and
boy, yes, yeah.
He's worked from everyone from Benelli to the NRA to Field and Stream to Sports Afield. I mean, he's really seen it all.
Yeah. And nobody better about the gun business than Ted Hatfield. At all. I mean, unbelievable. This gun that he's retailing out of Walmart for like $249
or something. Actually is on the Walmart shelves for $198.
Unbelievable. That is just incredible.
It's a Turkish walnut, checkered,
it's a beautiful
semi-automatic.
Gun.
It's a great gun, and then for $198. So
yeah, the guy called me and he said, "What's $198 gun?" I said, "It can't be no good." And I said, "Hey, I used to spill that much on Saturday night." I said, "Jesus, Wiz, I mean, shoot it three times, and don't throw it in the ditch. Get rid of it, you know, on the darn thing." But the guys, you know, the guys that have bought those, my friends, I got two of them. They love them. They cycle. They do everything, and for $198.
Oh, you know. I mean, you can't beat the price on that one, and it's a heck of a gun for the price. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it's a great product. You know, for $198, how could you go wrong, Bill? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, it's just the way they're supposed to be built. You know, and the darn things. And, you know, all right, tell me about these guns. What do you guys got going? Are you getting 20 gauges, 12 gauges, 3.5, 3-inch? What do you got going?
Well, we're relatively new, like we said again, and. Right now, we're making, under the brand Flyway Technologies, we're making an inertia drive semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun. It's closest resemblance out there that something you might know is a Benelli M2.
Mm-hmm. Looks a lot like it.
Looks a lot like it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks very close to it when you hold it side by side.
Okay, what's the suggested retail on that gun?
Our MSRP is $799.
Gee,
wow, that's great.
Yeah, and they work.
And they work.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
You know, the way it kind of started, Ted had like 30 of them in black. And he said, "Bill, what can I do with these guns?" And when I had the lodge up there, right? I mean, we had outfitters coming through for conservation season. You know, the whole crazy deal that is. But he said, "Well, let's make a snow goose gun." So we put an extended tube on it, did it in white camo. One of the guys that hunted up there a lot, Jeremy Cooper, who hunts 230 days a year. I mean, the guy is just a machine.
Yeah.
He had mentioned that before he had worked for Remington. Remington would never do it. So we put 30 of them together, and we got them in the hands of, like, Cooper and those guys. These grinders, you know. I mean, yeah. They are grinders.
Yeah, they are.
And they took them out and shot them and said, "Man, these things work."
Yeah.
"These things really work."
Yeah.
So then we came back following year with, you know, the other versions are, I mean, they're a waterfowl gun.
Exactly.
You know, and we've taken advice from the pro staff guys like Cooper, you know, and things like that. And we've had to tweak them. The guns are fabulous. I mean, they just cycle, cycle, cycle. When you start working on an extended tube, that's a whole new ball game, you know, and man, we've got them working and got them working good. People are liking them.
Yeah.
And they just shoot good. They pull up good and shoot good.
They shoot where you're looking. That's and people don't understand that. You know, if you grow up with like an A5 Browning or something, that's a whole different game. And then when you look down one of these, it's a different game. And it's they just shoot where you're looking. First thing, all the listeners we got, they're going to say, "Where in the world, how are we going to get our hands on these guns?"
Well, the best way to get your hands on one of them is actually to order it through our website. If you're in Kansas City area, there's gun shops in town that are carrying them and stocking them now. But if you're not in the Kansas City area, ordering one and having it shipped to an FFL holder near you. And for any reason you don't like the shotgun, simply return it to us and get a full refund, no matter why you want
really?
It.
We do the warranty work there in Kansas City, and we're doing lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty on a shotgun for $799.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
What's your website?
The website is flywaytechnologies.com.
Wow.
Yep.
What a future, you guys. It's a, you know, when you go to the SHOT Show and you walk down through there, it's you think about it, I don't know, I guess I think of Remington, Benelli, and Beretta, and Mossberg now, I guess. But you walk down through there, it's a very competitive business, isn't it? So you better have a shinier face and a better product, hadn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely competitive, but we're kind of priding ourselves in a company where it's waterfowl-specific shotguns. We're not messing around with other stuff. Yeah. We're strictly a waterfowl company made for waterfowl guys, and we listen to our customers. We dial it in how add things, take things away that the people like.
Yeah, and I mean, you can still shoot a turkey with it.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just good shooting guns. What we're finding, too, is I got guys right now that have taken them out to some trap ranges, you know.
Shooting them?
I was talking to Brad from Deadly Decoy. They got one up there.
Sure.
And he's got it out at the trap range where the youth are shooting it. We're getting a lot of young kids buying them. They like them. They're light.
Wow.
So a bunch of those kids up there on the trap team are wanting to pick them up.
Lifetime warranty, $799. Mm-hmm. If you were to buy that gun from whoever, you're probably talking about a $1,700 shotgun. Guys.
Exactly, a Benelli M2 without an extended magazine tube. I mean, that'll come in at least $1,700.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it is every one of them, when you buy the shotgun, the extended tube is in the box. You don't have to go out and buy an extended tube.
Wow. Gets better and better.
Yeah.
This is a better mousetrap, guys.
Yep.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at the industry. I'm glad you guys are here. Mm-hmm. This is a breath of fresh air in the industry. I'm tired of being raped. You know, the prices on these guns have absolutely gone through the roof. And I still buy them like an idiot. And I thought, man, and Ted was telling me all about you guys and about building this gun. And I thought, my goodness, finally there's a little light at the end of the tunnel.
We know.
So, hey, we got to take a break. Flyway Technologies, you guys better get on their website and take a look at that for $799. We come back, we're going to talk a little more about. We got
Richard Bowling. We're going to talk what's going on to Truman and visit with Greg Thompson just real quick about our website.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So, got the guys here in the studio. We will stay around after the show is over if you want to talk to us. At 913-310-810, we'll answer all the questions on this thing. So, again, this is the Midwest Outdoors. We are brought to you by Highway Trailer Sales. My good friend Terry Lee, I just love this guy. He was a great guy.
Yeah, I do too.
A wonderful human. Not enough good humans left.
I had some questions about some of my work trailers, called him up, and it was just like I'd known him forever. I mean, that kind of guy.
And since we've been our sponsor here, I've had so many people from Northwest, the grain hauler, big 18-wheeler trucks, have said, yeah, I did business with Terry. I think he's one of the finest people I've ever known. And I thought, wow, you know, what an endorsement. What a nice thing to say about a sponsor. The guy cares about me and my, you know, these guys are busy, and they don't need their trucks broke down, their trailers broke down, and they got to get going.
Right.
They got to make some money. And so if you've got grain trailers especially or any of the big trailers, Highway Trailer Sales, Terry Lee is the president, and you'll feel like you've known him for about 1,000 years. He's located at 1850 Southern Road up here in Kansas City, basically kind of west of Worlds of Fun, if that gives you any idea, just off 435, not too far. I don't care what kind of trailer you got, what kind of problem you got. They will handle it. They'll handle it professionally. They're the guys that you need to know. So go by and see them. Again, it's Highway Trailer Sales. It's 1850 Southern Road here in Kansas City, Missouri. Gotta take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Is that Greg we got on the phone there? Greg, how in the world are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm just glad that my neighbors are late risers because I'm sitting on my back patio in my pajamas talking to you.
They
know me, so they're, you know, it's not a big deal.
That's a disturbing thought, Greg.
at least you don't only have on your Speedos.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for all that you do for helping us with our website. You had a we were talking off the air. You had a good idea about maybe having people post some pictures on there.
Yeah, you know, the radio show is the Midwest Outdoors. So if you've got some pictures, fishing pictures, pictures of you doing sports in the outdoors, post. Feel free to post them on our website. Let people know what's going on, and let's promote the Midwest Outdoors.
Or hunting pictures, or
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. What's our web address? How can people post pictures on there?
If they go and like our site, the 810 Sports Radio Midwest Outdoors, they can just go and make a comment.
Cool.
Let other people see what you're doing, and it might educate some of the people that aren't doing it to maybe take up that sport or do it a little differently.
Did you see the Fishing Fails compilation that's on there?
I did. It's funny.
It's just hysterical. Check that out. It's Midwest Outdoors, funny. Midwest Outdoors Sports Radio 810 WHB. You've got a friend that's wanted to talk a little bit about J.E. Vanetta. He's a hummingbird rep, but he's just such a great guy. And you've got a friend that's got to go out fishing with him. He's got to go out on the water with him to teach him how to use his hummingbird.
Well, I'll tell you, Hummingbird Boater Guide do seminars. I went to their one at Bass Pro. They had one here at Steve Rogers. They're doing one at Burton's Bait up at Smithville this weekend. Absolutely free. He works for a company called Duncan Lewis, which their total is to educate people on the electronics that you bought at no cost. They don't sell anything at the seminar. It's a free seminar. They just want people to actually learn how to use what they bought. My buddy has bought a new Helix 7 and a 9 and put an Ultrex trolling motor on his boat. And quite honestly, neither one of us are teenagers, so we don't have a clue how to use these electronics.
That's me.
He is actually going to go out on the boat with Frazier and spend an hour today and show him how to use all his equipment. And I appreciate that. My buddy has a little problem with he's unable to use a foot control anymore much, so he uses his remote. Some of these new trolling motors have remotes. Well, we were having problems with it. And J.E., when you go to one of his seminars, gives you his cell phone number.
Wow.
If you have a problem, you can call him.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Walk you through it.
That's great.
That's great.
And no charge.
At no charge. And quite honestly, I called him about this trolling motor the other day. And if it would have been me after a million calls, I would have given the information and gotten off. I couldn't hardly get this guy off the phone. He truly wanted to help us out.
Isn't that great? Do you know, does he have a Facebook page? Do you know how to get a hold of him?
I will try to get that up on the site as soon as we get off. Actually, we've had two of the Hummingbird Motor Guide reps on your program, J.E. Van Atten and also Doug Vereberg.
Yeah, that's right. Great guy. Both of them are great guys. J.E.'s phone number, if anybody would like it, and I know, Greg, you'll get this up on our website, but it's 417-818-8487. But, yeah, just go to our website, Midwest Outdoors Sports Radio 810 WHB, and you'll find that information here in a little bit after Greg gets dressed.
Okay, a little parameters on that. He does not answer the phone on Saturday or Sundays. He does not answer the phone after 5 o'clock.
Good.
And if you call and do not leave a voicemail, he will not return your call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Greg, well, we've got a studio full of guests here, and I got to talk to Richard Bowling about what's going on Truman. But thanks
awesome,
for Mom. Thanks for getting up and talking with us.
All right, have a good day,
You're a
guys.
Good friend.
And I am going fishing today, Mark.
Are you going back up to
Rub
Smithville?
It in. Rub it in.
Fred likes this. He's evil.
You going fishing today, Mark?
Are you going to Smithville, Greg?
I'm not saying yes.
I'm not saying yes.
Well, good luck. Give me a report.
Thanks, Bam.
See you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
So you're not going fishing today is what
Fred,
you're telling our listeners?
I don't want to talk to you.
You don't want to talk about it?
No.
Hey, in the studio with us, Flyway Technologies, Casey and Clayton Houston, Bill Hutting, we're all sitting here giggling about this shotgun. And Google it up and take a look at it. You flyawaytechnologies.com. Now, you guys also have what they call a defense gun. Or
it's a kind of more of a defense line, tactical, if you want to say. It's under a different brand name. It's a Typhoon Defense. And what we're doing is we've designed a couple different models of magazine fed shotguns.
Oh boy, magazines. I hear great things about this, guys.
They work.
Yeah.
They're a lot they're of familiar don't. They're on the AR platform, so takedown pins, safety just like an AR-15.
You guys had a walk-in customer the other day. Bo Jackson.
We did.
That's unbelievable. How'd he find out about you, I guess?
That was right after SHOT Show.
Yeah, Bo had a friend walking around the SHOT Show, and he liked what he saw, and he steered Bo our direction, and Bo came in and purchased a little of everything.
is he still in good shape?
He's in excellent shape. He's for his age and how much mileage he's got on him.
I can whip him. Yeah. No doubt about it. I can power slam him. I mean, he wouldn't want to come up against me.
Buddy of mine saw the picture of me standing next to him, and he goes, "Bill, I think you could whip him." And I said, "Don't you remember? He broke a bat over his knee."
Yeah, I remember that. That was amazing.
He'd break your arm over his knee.
No, I don't think so.
No, I could whip him. I don't know. Hey, Richard Boland's on the phone. We got to grab him real quick. We'll come right back to you guys. We're talking about this gun.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm taking a crappie off as we speak.
Oh, no.
I hate you.
You going fishing today, Mark?
Will you quit asking me that? He knows I have to work. Well, tell me what's going on out there on the lake.
Man, I just got back into town. I've been turkey hunting up in Nebraska. This water's 71 degrees. You can catch them spider rigging. You can catch them on the bank still. A lot of fish are moving out on these main lake flats. We're out on a main lake flat right now. Just put the poles in and caught probably 9.5-inch fish.
Have those fish spawned?
Yes, what we're going to catch today is going to be all spawned out.
You got to be kidding me.
No, but I'm on the upper end. They start earlier up here.
Right, so is the upper end pretty much done?
There's still a few stragglers on the bank, but yeah, they're pretty much done on the upper end.
So after the spawn, the easiest time of the year to catch them. People love to fish the banks for crappie. But after they spawn, where do you look for them after that?
The best thing to do right after they spawn is get them in these creeks and any cedar hedge, hardwood that's got a lot of limbs, or even a brush pile if you can find one on your grass. They'll move off them banks and sit on them brush piles and stuff and rest a little bit, eat, and then they head to main lake. And when they get out on that main lake, they're just out on the big flats, and of course they're on the tree rows and the isolated timber and stuff like that.
Do you have to fish deep for them during that time of the year?
No, we're not going to have any more line than 7 foot out today. In the summertime, when it gets hotter, we're going to have about 10 foot. So, Truman Lake, you can catch them shallow all year. Very seldom do I have about more than 10 foot of line.
I love that. I love that about Truman.
Yeah, cool.
It's better than to fish real clean water than fish down. Yep. This water is always dingy up here, so you can get by with fishing shallower. Man, it's pretty easy.
Minnows or no minnows?
You can catch them without a minnow, but we are using minnows right now because we're spider rigging. But you can catch them on just a straight jig if you want. Tomorrow will be jigs.
You on fishing day, Mark?
This pains me deeply. What about the? Have you heard anything yet on white bass or hybrids? Any of those being caught anywhere?
We're catching them on the main lake flats. Just before I left town, we had 8 or 9 whites one morning and one big hybrid on minnows, but. I think if you covered water with a crankbait, get to where you got a little wind to blow, and you can catch all of them you want it.
So if you're spider rigging and you catch a big hybrid, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it depends on if it hits number one pole or number four pole. If it hits number one, the outside pole, you can kind of get it out of your way. If it hits the center poles,
it's a problem.
Poor guy.
How do they get a hold of you if they want to book a trip?
Give me a call at 660-351-5361, and I can try to get them set up.
Or Facebook?
Yeah, go to Richard Bowen's Guide Service. And that's my Facebook page. And all that's going to be on there is fishing pictures and talking fishing. There's no political crap, nothing. It's just all fishing and what I put on there.
Good for you.
All right, Richard. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Get back to work.
Get back to work. What's the matter with you?
Gonna do it. We're over top of a brush pile and it's bloated.
Oh, it pains me.
You're not going fishing today, are you?
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
I love rubbing it in. You're not going to go fishing today, are you?
No, I'm not going fishing.
Got 60 lots to mow.
Yeah. And then Mother's Day tomorrow, so I won't be fishing tomorrow either.
Your priorities are goofed up somewhere.
Yeah. Tell me.
Flyway Technology guys are in here, the gun company based out of Kansas City, Missouri. You're going to be hearing an awful lot more about these guns. They are very, very competitive as far as functionability. They are as good as anybody else's on the market. The retail on them is $799 with what kind of warranty?
That's a lifetime.
Lifetime.
Why not?
Why not, huh? Wow. This is going to be cool.
But you know, Fred, we're doing it mainly through social media. I mean, it's not going through distributor, you know, with all that markup on there anymore. You know, it just seems like you can do that now with all the social media available. Where, you know, that's kind of how Sitka Gear got started. And yeah.
And that's why it's at $799. You can keep your costs down, guys, on this thing. So it's cool. What adjustability of this gun? Anything you can do to help it out a little bit?
Yeah, each gun comes with, as far as the flyway gun, each gun comes with a shim kit. So you can adjust the angle of your stock.
Mm-hmm.
It also has Benelli Cryo choke tube thread, so it fits. We provide a set of choke tubes with it, but any aftermarket chokes that you like, that you prefer, they'll fit in it as well.
So you got a gun on the market for $799 that's got all the Benelli technology and the screw-in chokes, lifetime warranty for $799.
Yeah. And a lot of it's been, you know, our pro staff guys that are, I mean, they're out there. So I don't know how many shells Cooper's ran through his, thousands and thousands.
Well, this
literally
year alone,
thousands and thousands.
5,000 plus.
Yeah, I had a guy tell me just the other day that, the guy was down in their shop. His dog just retrieved his 4,000th bird this year.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
4,000.
I mean, 5,000 shots.
230 days,
he's not 40 shooting,
days
he's
a year.
He's not shooting clay pigeons.
No.
He's shooting a real pigeons.
Yeah, no, I mean, they beat him up. They beat him up. But, you know, honestly, it's been a working process. Yeah. You know, having those guys take them out and having them come back, like the shim kit we're talking about, that's an ad, you know, that's just starting to go in there because we had people shoot them and say, hey, can you do something with that? And that's what we want. You know, we want input.
What kind of rib you guys got on this gun? What's the deal with it? Is it adjusted?
It's a fixed rib. It's slightly elevated. If you're familiar with the Benelli M2, it's right on par with that. I mean, it's we've got a true glow sight on the end. It's really natural. It pulls up well.
I was shooting an M2 before. I mean,
we all did.
Yeah, that was my go-to gun when I had Lodge up there, you know, all the time. And then, but these actually seem to cycle light loads better. You know, that's kind of been a problem with M2s.
It's a 3-inch gun. Three and a half.
No, and that's...
That I wouldn't.
That's one of those deals. Yeah. You know, we went down to Arkansas and hunted down there at Whispering Oaks, and we stopped at a big place there, and a guy come out and looked at him, and owner of the place, and he's like, well, up there, 3.5, we'd stock them.
No.
Guess who called me?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Their gun buyer. Yeah. Hey, we're seeing a lot of these guns down here. Man. I mean, if you want a headache, shoot a 3.5, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Young kids seem to want to shoot them because they're bigger and louder, but I don't think they really drop them any better.
Supply and demand is one of the questions. You guys going to be able to – this is going to take off. This is going to be huge. You going to be able to handle this?
Yes. Yeah.
20-gauge?
Not yet.
Not yet. Is that in the pipeline?
We've got some plans for a 20-gauge and some left-handed models, but being new, we're starting with the 28-inch barrel, right-hand 12-gauge.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's one of those things, get it right before you move on to the next you know, phase. So we're just wanting to make sure we got this thing absolutely dialed in.
Now, this is a Turkish walnut. No?
No, not these. No.
These are Kevlar.
These are really, they're these are, really these nice are
synthetic
looking
stock. Synthetic. Foreign. Yeah. And they come, right. We've got about four different color options, camo options for you.
You got camo, as my next question, you got camo options.
They're Kryptek, yeah. So there's the Yeti, the white one. Mandrake is the waterfowl one. And there's a hybrid that's a Cerakote Mandrake combo gun that Clayton came up with.
Grab. It's yeah.
It's not going to sell as many as the Mandrake, but we have a little bet going on here.
Yeah, we have an in-house bet going on. Yeah.
Trigger assemblies. Let's talk. You know, that to me, as I get older, is more important because the faster the trigger, the less apt I am to shoot behind waterfowl. This is basically a Benelli trigger assembly, then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can swap out the fire control group with a Benelli M2, and it'll
you can
work. You can. So it's it's dead on.
Yeah,
similar.
I'm still trying to figure out what you're talking about. When you get older, the faster trigger you need.
I'm getting older. I'm already old. I'm ancient. I don't even buy green bananas anymore. That's how old I am.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. My years have come and gone. Hey. Well, guys, I want to thank you. Don't be strangers. Please come by every once in a while if you would.
Sure.
Now that you know where we're at and all this stuff, and we're always like talk guns here, and Mark likes to talk fishing, and I can't have enough guns. Nobody can have enough guns as far as I'm concerned on the deal. But, you guys are excited, here, you know, but I'm more excited than you guys. This is great.
What's cool, though, is we're looking for feedback from people that shoot. You know, we aren't sitting there saying we're the B word, Mr. Benelli, and we're making it this way and we're going to, you know, deal with it. We want to hear feedback, you know, on what we could make the guns better.
Do you have a pro staff option? Is there people can get on the pro staff or not?
Yeah.
If you're interested in joining the pro staff, you can email us through the website and give us some information about yourself.
Okay.
FlywayTechnologies.com.
FlywayTechnologies.com.
And you said that there's some retailers here in town. Who has them?
We've got pretty much any of the local Kansas City stores are carrying them.
Awesome.
So anyone you're just Blue Steel, Great Guns. We've got a lot of folks in town that are carrying our product.
And they just started going to dealers. I mean, we literally were. Everything was through social media, through our pro staff, talking to people, word of mouth. That's where it's all come from. And now dealers are going, wait a minute, we're hearing about you. What are these?
Now, here's the deal. I mean, I'm going to harp on this a little bit, and I've already talked about this once, but we're going back to this a little bit. $799 MSRP.
Right.
Screw-in chokes comes with the gun, standard?
Standard, four chokes.
Yep. Four chokes.
Larger charging handle.
Larger charging, I love that.
Yeah.
Extended magazine tube with the long spring, so it can run at a 10+1. It also comes with the regular cap and spring and plug, so you can run it at a 4+1, or with the plug-in, you can run it at a 2+1.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Awesome. What a deal you guys got going, man.
Let me touch again, too, on the home defense version we're making, the magazine-fed shotgun. We actually we have a model out called the X12, talking about price here. It comes with 3 5-round box magazines, flip up sights, sling, set of four chokes, and it retails for $549.
Wow!
And you know,
indestructible.
We're gonna do a turkey version of that gun too, man, and make just a fantastic turkey gun.
You know, Bill, we were out at the range last night.
Yeah.
With the X12, it has an 18-inch barrel on it. We were shooting 12-inch groups with slugs at 200 yards.
Wow.
Smoothbore shotgun.
That's crazy.
Are you on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. We are. Flyway Technologies is the Facebook, and also Typhoon Defense.
Wow. What a deal, guys. We're out of time. I can't believe it, but we are out of time. So you're not, thanks for coming by. And I mean that, guys.
Thanks for having us in.
This is great.
It's good seeing you again.
Yeah, it's great. You guys got to be excited. You got a great company, a great future ahead of you. It's going to really take off and for that kind of price and that kind of warranty. So,
what a deal. Greg, if you're listening, if you could get their Facebook page on our Facebook page. Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great on the deal. Joe Falco, is he okay?
Yeah, everything's good over there. They've had a great spring, and now that we've got through the spoonbill season, now we're getting into the pleasure boat season. So they're going to be plenty busy. If you have any kind of a problem with your boat, folks, and eventually you're going to.
Yeah.
That's who you need to go down and see. Dave Hemme is the head mechanic down there, and there's nothing that he can't fix. He's just an amazing guy.
He fixed my boat. It was unfixable, and he fixed it.
He has a problem, though.
What's that?
He has dandelions.
Oh, no.
He called me this week, and his wife's on him, and we all know that adage, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah,
so
really.
We're going to get out there and take care of his dandelions.
Casey, Clayton, Bill, thank you for coming in. And Flyway Technologies, go on their website. I know it's not buying season, but this is the time to probably get your hands on one of these, get used to shooting it and all the stuff on the deal. So, wow, what a product. Can't say enough good things about them. Tell you what, that wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. It went by too quick this week.
It did, yeah, real too fast. Happy Mother's Day to my mother and to my wife.
Yes, both.
And your wife.
Got to go for this week. The next time I see you, I hope I see you in a great outdoors.
So long, everybody.